Buckler eyed a table laden with food of all sorts.
Bring that table closer, Abbess. I've never known the tubby fraud to sleep through any meal times. Let me try.
Seating himself by the bed, Buckler started into the delicious repast, commenting loudly.
Hazelnut and apple bake with arrowroot sauce. I wonder, should I save some for old Diggs? No, he'd never save any for me back in the Long Patrol mess. Hello, what's this? Mushroom leek and gravy pasty? I say, Diggs, you fancy a bite of this? It's your favourite. Yummy, still nice and hot too.
Diggs groaned. Opening one eye, he glanced quizzically at Buckler and said in a voice like an old officer,
"What? What? And who are you, sinner? Speak up."
Buckler smiled.
"Come on, you great fat fraud. It's me, Buckler, your mate."
Diggs opened the other eye, staring scornfully at his lifelong companion.
"Buckler, eh? Bit of an odd handle for a chap. Afraid I've never had the pleasure of meeting you. And who in the name of Snits and Scuts is Diggs, eh?"
Buckler poured himself a beaker of October ale.
"Diggs is you, you great lard sack. That's your name."
Diggs snorted.
"Biffle and balderdash, laddie buck. I'm Colonel Crockley Spatherington, known as Spathers to my friends. But you ain't no chum of mine, sir. So show a bit of blooming respect to a superior officer. What, what?"
His friend held out a slice of the pasty.
"Oh, right you are, Colonel, sir. How about trying a bit of this scoff? It's very good, you know."
Diggs wrinkled his nose.
"Take it away, this very instant, you greedy buffoon. Looks disgusting."
Buckler appealed to Sister Fumbrel.
"It ain't like him to refuse victuals. What should I do?"
The cheerful otter shrugged.
"Be thankful he's still alive, I suppose. I'd try humouring him if I was you."
Diggs glared at the sister. He was outraged.
"Humour yourself, you great grinning planktail. One more word and I'll have you slapped on a fizzer for gross insolence, ma'am. Now take yourself jolly well off. Go on, and take this gluttonous oaf with you. Aye, and all this mess you call victuals, the very sight of it makes me ill."
Deciding to take Fumbrel's tip, Buckler stood to attention, throwing the patient a stiff salute.
"Right you are, Colonel Crockley Spatherington, sir. Come on now, ma'am. Let's shift all this stuff and let the good officer get a spot of shut-eye. He must be tired."
Any further discussion was cut short by a thunderous war cry from out in the grounds.
Rainbow! Rainbow!
Buckler hurtled from the infirmary, calling to Sister Fumbrel.
"That's it! The attack! I'm needed on the wall tops. They've made their move."
As the sick bay door slammed behind him, Diggs cast a pitying glance at the abbess, sighing.
"Chap's off his rocker. Gone bonkers, I'd say. Deary, deary me. How sad for a beast so blinking young. What?